Religiosity can complicate our relationship with God, and it can feel more like a heavy burden or boxes to check than a deeply personal connection with our Creator. We are also surrounded with messages that tell us that our value is in our ability to get things done, while at the same time saying that we as women shouldn't stand out or draw attention to ourselves. My name is Emily Lewis, and you're listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. For 26 years of my life, I felt like it was my responsibility to keep God happy by doing all the things. I was desperate to be good and to belong. So I exhausted myself by checking the boxes and squeezing myself into the expectations of what others and what I thought God wanted from me. But when I learned that God loves me unconditionally and with radical grace, that allowed me to let go of toxic relationships with the church and myself. Now, as a beloved daughter of God, a wife, a mom, a kids ministry pastor, a speaker, and a worthiness coach, I am confidently living the life that God meant for me. I'm here to help you overcome beliefs that are no longer serving you so that you too can live a well-rested life, ask for what you want, confidently expect to receive what you're worth, and have deep, authentic relationships with God, yourself, and others. When you are grounded in God's grace and own who He says you already are, it opens up the door for the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. I'm Emily Lewis, and I'm so glad you're here, friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to this episode of the Abundant Grace Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome. If this is the first time you're tuning in, or maybe you've listened to every single episode, I am so glad you're here and so glad that you clicked play, because this concept can shape our summer, shape our year, shape our days into really intentional days and years, the way we're spending our time. So I'm going to give you the backstory to why I felt pulled towards this topic really for this summer in particular. I think I talked about it on a recent episode too, but this idea that we are doing things sometimes just because we are supposed to be doing them, and it can feel like our calendar just gets clogged up and it just gets so packed full. And that happened to me in May. I think that's what I was talking about recently. And it's so easy to just be doing the things that we've always been doing. And so what happened to me was a bunch of things that I was supposed to be doing like a year ago were still on my calendar, like things that were good and that I was called to do and that were a good fit for me. I was supposed to be doing them. Like a year ago, I started doing some different things in my business and in life. Now I'm looking at them going, okay, what can I cut? What can I be intentional about what's filling my time? In May, I overdid it. I overfilled my calendar, and I feel like it just is the autopilot that happens is busy and full. And instead, I want to be intentional, and I actually kind of want things to be slow. That's something that is a value for me, and that might not be the season you're in, and that's why it's not like just everybody's supposed to have a slow summer. But if we can have an intentional one, we can be living the life that we're supposed to live this summer, rather than like ping-ponging back and forth. I just think about a pinball when I think about hurry and hustle and busy. And if you're in one of those seasons, you can absolutely still be intentional. It doesn't mean that I'm gonna have days on end that I'm doing nothing. It just means that I am going to be aware of where I'm pouring out my energy and where I'm pouring out my time and my focus, so that it is what I'm supposed to be doing. It is what makes the most impact, and it is what actually lights me up, rather than just what I'm supposed to be doing. So what I ended up doing at the very beginning of June, maybe just the very end of May, was getting one of those giant sticky notes. I learned this trick from Emily Lay. That was the first person I heard do it. But she takes one of those giant sticky notes that are like the size of a poster board and just write out absolutely every commitment that you have. And if you want, you can categorize them. These are the commitments that I have for May, or these are the commitments I have not for months, but rather categories. So these are the commitments I have for work. These are the commitments that I have for home. These are the commitments I have for family. These are the commitments I have for ministry. These are the commitments I have for X, Y, and Z, like different. Each kid maybe has different sports or things that you're committed to, and then you can see them all on a piece of paper. And this is not meant to just be overwhelming, but they're already on your calendar. So if we can put them all on one piece of paper, and then we can look at them. Ali Casaza talks about being a ruthless editor of the things that are in our home, and she talks about simplifying in all areas of life, business, in your home too. And we can apply this to our calendar and be ruthless editors of the things that are taking up our time and our space and our energy, because your time is so valuable. My time is valuable. And sometimes we forget that, and we just spend it and forget that it is one of our most precious resources. And this isn't to put us in a spot of time scarcity or working from the place of fear and guilt and shame around time at all. It's about seeing our time and our energy as a gift, and then intentionally choosing what we're going to spend that time on. So as I wrote out all the things that I've committed to, or that I'm currently committed to doing on this big sheet of paper, at first it was really hard to think through what was getting cut. There were a couple things like, oh, I want to work towards cutting that out. I want to work towards delegating that task. But we get so tangled up in our commitments that sometimes our who we are, like our identity, can get tangled up in the things that we're doing. So it can be really hard to cut that out, that part of a ministry or that commitment or this sport or that thing that's on your calendar every month. Maybe it's not serving you. And at first I was like, I don't have a clue what to cut after those first initial things. And then I got to thinking next about the things that I just feel, I don't know, that just start to feel heavy. And this is where you have to own your power. You have to own your own worth in order to cut these out, rather than to be like, I should be doing these. I should be doing this. I can't cut this. And we're going to release all of those shoulds. We're going to release all of those expectations that we have placed on ourselves, or that we have allowed other people to place on us. And we're going to take our power back and make choices, rather than looking through the lens of, I'm just supposed to do this, then we can start to release them. And some of the ways that we can go about releasing them are praying about it. Ask God what your energy and your time is supposed to be focused on in this season. And He is good. We can trust Him. So He's going to guide us to the things that are most beneficial for us and the people around us. And we can trust that. So as I was praying through those things over the course of like the last week, then I could see, oh, there are some things on here that I can release. That at first, at the initial glance, it was scary to even think about like letting them go. But then it becomes obvious, like, this thing I can let go of and this other thing. So we can pray about it. And then the second thing where I want you to get almost selfish, because most of us, this is how it feels, is selfish. It's not, but you know, press into this feeling of you are so worth taking care of and your energy is so valuable that you can be selfish about it. So what lights you up? What energizes you? Gravitate towards more of those things. That is when you're in your sweet spot, your zone of genius, your however you want to phrase it, you're operating in your gifting. And when you can operate in that spot, you're blessing more people and you're blessing yourself more. and you're giving God more glory. Like all good things, right? That doesn't mean that we always just cut out everything that's hard, but it means that we're intentional about it. So rather than having a strainer that has a bunch of holes in it and it's just like leaking water, or maybe it's a slow drip and you have like 10 of those that are just slow drips, that every time you have to go to that meeting, you're like, oh, I wish I didn't have to go. Or like, man, I wish I hadn't said yes to this thing, but I'm committed and I have to go. Or you just feel blah after that specific event every month or every week or that commitment. Pay attention to those and try to cut those out. And then pay attention to the things that you just feel energized with. And then you can do more of those, put more of those in your calendar and cut out the things that are draining you, delegate them, and then you'll be operating in a better place. And you can be more intentional with the energy that you're pouring out. So if you're choosing to serve well, if you're choosing to serve your family, even if it's something that isn't your favorite, you're intentionally doing it. It's not just like draining you, and you're not doing too many of those things to where it's just exhausting. So we can release our need or our belief that we just should be doing those things. We just should be doing X, Y, and Z. To be a good mom, I should be doing. To be considered a good Christian, I should be doing. This is applicable in all areas of life, whether it's spiritual disciplines or commitments or relationships, like how you show up and take up space in those places will impact the other areas of your life. And we live as if each one wasn't affecting the other one a lot of the time. We're just so busy doing this and that, and we're bouncing back and forth between the two, and we forget how interconnected it is. When we're drained in one area and we're letting things just get to where we're dripping out and we're just leaking and our energy is being zapped, then we're not showing up the best in another area as well. You are a holistic human being. You are a whole person, a whole body, soul, mind, and spirit. And we can treat ourselves as such, right? Aware of how different things are affecting us, so that we can have the courage to quit the things that maybe were serving us before. I started this at the beginning of the episode, just talking about the things that are on my calendar right now were good for me. They served me. So I don't have to feel guilty for the fact that they're still on my calendar and I wasn't aware that they were draining me. I can appreciate them. I can release them and I can thank them. I know that might sound a little woo to be thanking like different things, but we can thank God. We can express gratitude for those things and the place that they had in our life for a space and a time. And maybe you can go mining for the gold there. Like what was the good that came out of that? But then release them without guilt or shame or making up a story that you should be able to handle it or that you should have more capacity or whatever. Like, don't do that to yourself. Just know that if it's not serving you in this season, you can let it go. And that doesn't mean that you won't pick it back up in another one. But when we look at our days, we can be ruthless editors of them and how we spend our time and our days so that when we get to the end of the summer, we don't go, what if, or if I wish I'd have spent time on, or, you know, like, man, I would change X, Y, and Z. We don't want to live with regret, and intentionality allows us to live without that kind of regret. And we can be pouring out instead of leaking. We can let go of the shoulds. And a friend was reading a book about, I don't even know the title, but a concept when she posted about the book she was reading on Facebook, the concept stuck with me. The idea of shoulds versus musts. And I talked about this live the other day too. Shoulds versus musts. Like, How can I do what I must? Like, there's something in you, in like the very core of you. Maybe you don't know what it is yet. Maybe you do, but there's just this pull towards something. That's your must. Those are the things that you must do. Those are the things that light you up, that fire you up, that you're super passionate about, that you are here to make a difference on. And if we can let go of the things that we quote unquote should be doing, then we can do the things that we must be doing, the things that really light a fire underneath us, that God put a seed of a desire inside of you for, that's going to flourish and bloom. But if we think about the gardening analogy further, like, shoulds are like the weeds and the musts are the flowers or the vegetables that we're cultivating in our life. And we can pull out the other ones. And sometimes it takes time to see which one is a weed, which one do I want to keep, which one do I want to get rid of. And we can slowly be doing that. And that's why I'm committing to being more intentional about this, to being to do more analyzing of my calendar, rather than getting to the place where I'm like maybe a month late, like, holy cow, I felt like I was going to be drowning underneath the weight of that expectation or that commitment. And I could have released it earlier, but I had some kind of like, oh, maybe I should be doing that. But we need to slow down, still our minds and still our hearts, to be aware of what's serving us and what's not. I know that was a long pause, but it was intentional. I want us to slow down. Like, this morning, I sat and ate my breakfast. And I was tempted to not even make breakfast for myself this morning. I had started the morning with meetings at 7 and then have tasks and meetings all the rest of today up until tonight. And so you see, it's not that I'm not doing anything and I'm just sitting, although there are seasons for that as well. Definitely not shaming that. But in those busy days even, how can I slow down? How can I make myself more aware, turn my awareness towards the presence of God that is always with us, that I'm missing so often, so that I can hear his voice? Whether that voice gives me a command or a nudge, or whether it is just an awareness of his love and care, so that I don't have to be overworking, I don't have to be striving, I don't have anything to prove. I'm already confident in what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm being still throughout the day. So what does slowing down look like for you? The prayer that I have for my heart today is like, I want to slow down. How can I slow down? So maybe it's a question, maybe it's a breath prayer. I'll give it to you two different ways. So if it's a question, it is, how can I slow down in this moment and just be present in the moment? That doesn't mean that you're not on a deadline or you don't have an appointment coming next, but like, how can you slow down? How can I slow down? And how can I be aware of God's presence with me? And then into taking that from a question into a breath prayer, it could be like, I'm slowing down, or slow down, inhale, and then exhale, God is with me. And that is such an easy thing to breathe out throughout your day. Slow down, God is with me. Like, he is with us. He's not always doing and working and striving. Number one, he's with us. And how does that reorient us to just being and being intentional with our time rather than rushing? So as a wrap up for this episode, to kind of summarize things, like, what shoulds are on your calendar or in your commitments that you can release, that maybe served you before, that aren't serving you now, and you can just let them go? Be prayerful about it. Search for the things, number two, that energize you, what brings you energy, what lights you up. Find those things because that will help you do make more impact. That'll help you have more vip and vim to go do more, and it will help you not drain your energy on the weeds of shoulds. You can be intentional. That's like the last point. Be intentional about how you're spending your time so that you don't feel like you have to be rushing here and there. You don't have to be doing all of the things, because God is with you. So even as you go about your busy, full life or full summer, you can be intentional with choosing the things that are taking up your space, taking up your time, and taking up your energy, because those are such valuable resources, right? So do that. And if you want to be more confident in who God says you are, you want to be more confident in the things that you're spending your time on, so that you're making the impact that you were meant to make, and you want to stop trying to outwork your inner critic or riding the hamster wheel of performance of like, when I'm working really hard, I feel good. But then when I don't, if I don't get the results I'm looking for, then I fall off and I'm feeling really unworthy and beating myself up and feeling defeated. Or maybe you just like stop working and then you feel defeated and then you're like back in this cycle of now I got to work harder and work more. If you want to get off that, I can help you operate with more confidence in who God says you already are and work through those insecurities that are keeping you on that performance hamster wheel, because we can't actually outwork our insecurities. We need to heal them on a soul and an emotional level so that then we can go forward with confidence when we don't have anything to prove. So thanks for hanging out with me today. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. You can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com if you want more information about coaching, and I would love to have a conversation about what that would look like for your life and what that would change for how you're showing up this summer if you could rest, if inside felt more peaceful. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Abundant Grace Podcast. If this episode was an encouragement to you, or you heard a nugget that you needed, I invite you to share it with a friend. Who else relates and would be blessed by today's episode? And it would help me out so much if you would leave a review for the Abundant Grace Podcast. It makes a world of difference getting this podcast into the ears of other people so that they can be empowered to own their worth too. As always, I would love to hear from you. You can find me hanging out on Instagram, emily.abundantgrace, or you can send me an email at hello@emilyklewis.com. I'm praying for you and cheering you on in your faith and healing. Have a great rest of your day, and remember, there is nothing you can do to add or take away from your worth, and there is nothing you can do that will make God love you more, and nothing you have done that makes God love you any less.